It's time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we talk about nutrition and your health with Amber Boyens from the Synapse Center for Health and Healing. Good afternoon, Amber.
Good afternoon.
Nice to have you back on the radio again.
Thank you.
Every Tuesday at this time.
You got it.
Lots of good advice, and today we're going to talk about arthritis and your diet.
Absolutely. So today we're going to talk more specifically about osteoarthritis and kind of joint pain. Some people might have rheumatoid arthritis, which as an autoimmune condition can be kind of its whole own topic. So we're going to talk mostly today about osteoarthritis, joint pain, something that a lot of people think of as just a normal part of aging, right? That's something we always joke about, that we get older, joints hurt.
Everything hurts.
Everything hurts. That's right. But
I can attest to that.
Yeah, absolutely. But it doesn't mean that there's not some stuff we can maybe do to help with that a little bit. So I'm certainly not going to claim that diet is here to cure all of your joint pain, but at least maybe lessen it, even prevention. So for people who don't have joint pain and who don't want to experience joint pain in the future, what might you be able to do to prevent some of that?
And you're going to tell us today.
I'm going to try. Absolutely. So one of the things that people often talk about, or the first thing that people often talk about when they come into my clinic and are working with pain, is what do I need to cut out? What do I need to avoid? And when it comes to arthritis, well, there are certainly some things that can create problems, like anything that that has a lot of inflammatory potential to it can certainly worsen an inflammatory disease, itis.
Like what would that be?
Yeah, so when we see itis in there, itis is inflammation. So arthritis is an inflammatory condition. So things that cause inflammation would be like a lot of excess sugar. So if we're doing a lot of sugar sweetened beverages, if we're doing a lot of desserts, if we're doing a lot of candy, anything like that. Those types of things can be inflammatory if we're doing them in excess. Now, that doesn't mean you should never have birthday cake, or that you can't have a dessert for a special occasion, or that you can't have, you know, cookies that you made with your kid. It just means that maybe shouldn't be a daily staple for us.
Don't snack on it.
Yeah. We can go to those healthier snacks, and we'll give you some suggestions on what those could maybe be to give you that benefit in addition. So that's one. That's anything that's inflammatory for you. And for some people, last week we talked about food allergies, and sometimes there are allergies that work in a slightly different way. So there's not a lot of research or big research studies to show that specific foods worsen arthritis. However, there are some case studies, some anecdotal evidence that certain allergenic foods might worsen it. So before you go pulling any of these things out of your diets, before I even mention them, I will say that anytime you're eliminating food, I think it's best to do it with your care team and to make sure that your doctor, your dietitian, everybody's on the same page with what you're working on. But the ones most commonly associated with arthritis would be wheat, dairy, eggs, and beef. So beef is one that we didn't talk about last week, so it's not one of those eight major allergens, but it is one that's potentially associated with increased inflammation in the joints and increased arthritic pain. So those might be things to look at. And if we think about kind of a typical Midwestern diet, it's pretty rich.
That's right.
Wheat, dairy, eggs, and beef.
So maybe change it up a little bit.
That's right. Variation is always a good thing. Nightshade vegetables are the other things that might be associated with it and that have been associated with both pain or inflammation and certain autoimmune conditions. Are you familiar with nightshade vegetables?
I am not.
Most people aren't. So the nightshade vegetables are potatoes, tomatoes, peppers, and eggplant. So the ones we probably eat the most of, potatoes, tomatoes, show up in a lot of different things. Not a lot of eggplant necessarily in a standard American diet. But even outside of those, tobacco is a nightshade. There are some other things too, but those are the most common things we take in. Now, the challenge is, if we're pulling out some of these foods, especially nightshades, it could take up to 6 months before we really see the benefit. And those foods that we talked about, the tomatoes and the peppers and eggplant, are really nutritious. So it's a long time to cut out nutritious food if it's not going to have benefit. So again, definitely work with your care team. But instead of cutting things out, there's a lot we can add in instead. So some really tasty things, certain fruits like berries and pomegranate are a great way to reduce inflammation. And those specifically have been shown to be helpful with a subjective report of joint pain in arthritis. So you can get pomegranate seeds at a lot of the local grocery stores around here. You can add them to salads. You can get some pomegranate juice. Even a couple ounces a day of pomegranate juice can make a difference. You can put frozen berries into a smoothie, put berries or pomegranate into oatmeal. Lots of different ways to incorporate those, and they're pretty tasty.
All right.
Turmeric. You ever eaten turmeric?
Probably. I didn't know it.
So turmeric is actually sometimes what's used to give things their orange color, like mac and cheese, for example. We'll even sometimes have turmeric in it. Yeah. But we can add turmeric. If you get dried turmeric, you can add it to eggs or rice. You can even sprinkle it on popcorn. So next time you go to the Grand, you can take a little turmeric with and sprinkle it on with everything else that you're having there.
There you go.
So lots of great ways to get turmeric in. You can just put it on some roasted veggies. You can put it in a smoothie. You can add it to hummus, marinade, add it to a marinade and marinate chicken or fish in it. But turmeric has something in it called curcumin. It's got other anti-inflammatory components as well, but curcumin is the main antioxidant in there. And that's probably what we have the most research on as far as reducing inflammation in the body as a whole, but also specifically with arthritis. You can get it fresh. It's a lot harder to find. Fresh turmeric looks a lot like ginger, so kind of a mangled root looking thing, but you can use it fresh as well.
I think I might have seen that sitting on our counter at one time.
I think you did. Yes, you have. And then magnesium is another big one. So magnesium is one of the most common deficiencies that we have, and it becomes even more common as we age, just like arthritis becomes more common as we age. So again, pretty tasty things. Cashews, that's pretty easy to incorporate into your diet.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, cashews and pumpkin seeds. Almonds are great sources of magnesium. Also, black beans, edamame, which is soybeans, spinach. All great ways to get in some magnesium. So upping your magnesium intake not only helps with potentially inflammation and joint pain, it can also help with bowel regularity, keeping your bowels regular, which we talk about a lot, and having that intestinal imbalance. We've talked about that microbiome in almost every single conversation, but that microbiome is also associated, it appears in more recent research, with arthritis. So if we can get in those fiber-rich things, we can keep our bowels moving, increase magnesium, that can all make a difference. And then omega-3. Omega-3 keeps popping up in a lot of these too. I won't test you on it, but fish, like salmon, tuna, mackerel, herring, sardines, flax oil and ground flax seeds, chia seeds, anything we can take in that's a rich source of omega-3 just helps bring down inflammation as a whole in our body and has really been associated with improving joint pain quite a bit. So when we think about where all of these different seasonings like turmeric and colorful fruits and magnesium-rich foods and healthy fats, they all come into that Mediterranean diet. So if you kind of use that as your focal point, you're going to be in pretty good shape.
All right. Well, a lot of good advice there today.
Thank you.
Then something to think about.
Absolutely. Remember, prevention or treatment. So it's never too soon to start reducing that inflammation.
That's right. And don't just treat it with ibuprofen, right?
Ideally, yeah. We can do some other things to help. Yes.
Yeah, good. Good. Good advice. All right. Well, Amber, appreciate the information. And if they want to pursue this a little bit more, they'd be more than happy to talk to them on this subject or others.
Absolutely. Yep. You can get to me at official synapse, SYNAPSE.com. Just click the little link for a free discovery call, and we can chat a little bit more about how we might be able to help you. Or you can give us a call at the clinic at 651-209-9906.
The clinic in the Twin Cities, and you, of course, working out here in Madison, Minnesota. You're right here. Nearby. Our neighbor to the north.
That's north, right.
East, west. Somewhere over there. The other neighborhood.
That's
over there.
Right.
All right. All right. Well, thanks, Amber. We will see you again on Taco Tuesday next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Amber Boyan's with us here on another edition of Taco Tuesday.